How am I on? How's that?
Yeah.
All right. First, I want to say God is in control, and I want to point this out using people. Jeff Milselego, stand up, please. What was your opening statement to the congregation, please? No. Give me the 10-second version. Walk by the Spirit? Tony, show me slide 27, please. The sermon that Jeff and I did not coordinate is already up here, and we'll talk about it. Jim Pinkelman, stand up. Jim Pinkelman had a word last week about following the Spirit. Jim, what did you say?
It says, I believe the Lord is saying this to us this morning. In the days to come, what you hear will bring confusion to your mind. In the days to come, what you will see will leave you dumbfounded. In the days to come, you will not know who to trust. However, in the days to come, it is imperative you walk by my Spirit, because the Spirit will bring clarity to your mind. In the days to come, it is imperative you walk by the Spirit, because the Spirit will make sense of the things you see. In the days to come, it is imperative you walk by the Spirit, because the Spirit will tell you who to trust. In the days to come, it is imperative you walk by the Spirit, because those who walk by the Spirit will be overcomers.
Tony, go to slide 26, please. Jim and I did not coordinate. Todd will verify that before Jim ever gave that word, these notes were in Todd's, email or wherever. Diane, stand up. What did you just say?
I just said that the Lord is the glory in our midst. He is a wall of fire around us, and that corporately we are an expression of Him, and that He has greater days ahead of us, that we should move in His power.
Go to slide 12. Diane, did you and I coordinate? Verse 12, we are glorious creatures. Go to slide 13. Life starts when God fills us with His life and glory before the womb. By the way, I am not a right-to-lifer. I am a right-to-eternal-lifer. Life does not start at conception. Life starts when God calls you and I. And I will point this out. We might as well just start right there. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, before mom and dad came together, I knew you. And before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as a prophet of the nation. Life starts in some eternal past. I know there's no past in eternity. The reason these children are being sacrificed, literally sacrificed in pagan sacrifices in the United States, the reason these children are being killed in abortions and other ways, is because we are glorious people. And the enemy of our souls wants to kill those who would give glory to Jesus Christ. And that's why you see such passion for these people, because they don't want these our babies, our children, to give glory to Jesus. It's far more than what we witness. I wish right-to-lifers would stop and say, life starts at conception. It does not start at conception. I hope you will begin to have a biblical worldview. God said, whenever He made you, that's when life starts. Can I get an amen?
Yes, yes, yes.
So I'm telling you that God's in control of this sermon, because even without coordinating any of this, this was already preordained, and it's preordained that you are here today. So, amen?
Amen?
All right, so I want to talk about the two biggest stars of 2022. The two biggest stars in the book of Revelation. If you have the book of Revelation, open it up. And when I was growing up, my three biggest stars were these people. Number one, the real Batman. None of this Val Kilmer, George Clooney junk. What is that? We're talking Adam West. Can I get an Adam West amen?
Yeah.
And I want to tell you that this sermon is going to be a lot like the Batman episodes. Things are going to get bad for a little bit, but at the end, don't worry. God is in control, and I wish I had time, but did you notice all of the songs? That there was going to be some persecution, there was going to be some trial that you and I are going to go through very shortly, but God is the God of the angel armies, that you and I will be protected, you and I will be glorious, you and I will be exalted because we love Jesus Christ. So even the songs are what I'm about to talk about, so don't get worried. It's going to get better before it's going to get worse before it gets better. All right, number two, my second star, Julie Andrews. The hills are alive with my love for Julie. Oh. I'm sorry, I still love her. And number three, the great Bobby Orr, number four of the Boston Bruins. And we talk about stars all the time. We have Walk of Stars in Hollywood. We have Dancing with the Stars. We have The Voice. I don't know how many people watch Dancing with the Stars, right? All right, three people? All right. Well, there are two other big stars of 2022, and I want to tell you about who the first star is. It's in the new, I use the New International Version because I'm old. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony to the churches, for I am the root of the offspring of David. I am the bright and morning star. The first star of 2022 is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The first star of 2023 is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I have good news for you. 2024, 2025, his name is Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And he is the bright morning star. Well, there's a second star. Let's go to slide 9. The second biggest star is found in Revelation 9:1. And it says this, the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from sky, from heaven to earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. Ugh. So what's the name of the star? This is slide 10. That war in heaven, Revelation 12:7, that a war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. And I want you to understand that in 2022, it's not about the midterm elections. In 2022, it's not about George Bush or Barack Obama or Donald Trump or Joe Biden. It is about Revelation 12. And I'm going to show you what is about to happen here in America. And I will show you that we will eventually be triumphant, but it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I don't like, if you know me, I don't like to preach these sermons. I like, you know, three reasons that Jesus loves you. But don't worry, it'll all be good. But the dragon was not strong enough. But the dragon was not strong enough. And no longer any place found in heaven for him and his angels. And the great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. That's what's going on right now. If you want to know about America, it's not the MAGA people or the enemies of the state or the Joe Biden people or the enemies of the state. It has nothing to do with that. I hope that if you don't walk away with anything else in this session, you will walk away with a biblical worldview of what's happening on your TV sets. Amen?
Amen.
All right. And a great dragon was hurled down. Woo! Hurled down. And that ancient serpent called devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, and he was hurled down to earth and his angels with him. Let's go now to slide 8. I know I'm going a little bit because we had a little detour. So what's this war over? What or who is this war over? Slide 8. There we go. This is in Revelation 4. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, and who lives forever, ever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him and sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, you are worthy, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. God created you and I as eternal beings. We are not natural people. We are supernatural people with an eternal purpose.
Yeah.
And what God is calling you to do is what the whole theme of today has been, begin to walk by his Spirit. The early church was birthed with great scholars, with amazing people. No, with stupid people like me. No offense, I don't think Peter was going to be on Jeopardy. Sorry about that, if you're a Peter fan. So the fight is over you and I. Look at Psalm 8. Slide 11. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens, and through the praise of
children.
Wait a minute. Does that have something to do with Ed? Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies. And who's the enemy? It's the dragon and his confederate, the beast, the authorities, the thrones, the powers of this dark world, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, slide 12, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with
glory.
Did you know you're a glorious person? Do you know that you have the honor of Jesus Christ in you? You're not ordinary human beings. You are supernatural beings created before the foundation of the world. What do you think about that? What if you saw yourself differently than everybody else saw you? Differently than your teachers have ever said, different than your coaches ever said, different than you've ever thought before. I had a prophetic word for someone earlier, not to let his own opinion of himself get in the way of what God's called him to do. Don't let your opinion of anybody's opinion of it get in the way. I want one opinion. There's one voice that's prominent in this church, the voice of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
All right, you still with me?
Yes.
All right. You want me to go back to Julie Andrews?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Look at verse, let's go to slide 14. John 17. Was glory that we were created to give glory and honor, right? Was glory important to Jesus? What does it say? The glory I've given them, you gave me. Remember, this is Jesus praying for us. He's talking to the Heavenly Father. He's also talking to us. The glory that you gave them, or gave me, so that they might be one. Someone was talking about unity earlier. Who was it? Oh, that's right, that Jeff Millslagle guy. That they might be one in them, you and me, that they might be perfectly united, exactly what Jeff said, so the world may know that you sent me and have loved me, or loved them just as you have loved me. So our goal is one thing, to give glory to the first star, Jesus Christ. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so Jim and I are friends, and Todd and I are friends, and they don't mind if I use them as examples. How I mistreat Todd and Jim is an act of worship. Oh, I'm sorry, how I treat them, not mistreat them, sorry. How I treat you and you is an act of worship. How I live my life behind the scenes is an act of worship. My accountability to my brother, I'm a guy, so my brothers, if you're a girl person, your sisters, right? How I live my life behind the scenes, how accountable I am to them is an act of worship. How you treat your husband, how you treat your wife, how you treat your children is an act of worship.
Amen. Yeah.
But let me tell you, I want to change the equation a little bit today. And I want you to learn to walk by the Spirit. And you might not, we're going to explain that in a second, so fear not. However you act, I must always act according to the Spirit when I talk to Jim or when I talk to Todd. There have been times when I've said things to Todd and others that I know are from the Spirit, they can sense it's from the Spirit. It may not be popular, but it's from God and they know it's from God.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
We have all of these Christian rules. We shouldn't be angry. We shouldn't be this. We shouldn't be that. If the Holy Spirit is telling you that, don't. But my God is an angry God at times, a God of wrath. And there will be times and seasons, and you shall see it in Revelation, and you shall see it in this land. Even in today's sermon, you shall see the anger of God is upon America for the first time in my lifetime. And I'm not that kind of guy. There are people, I talked with Todd. Todd is a nice person. And I said, are you sensing the anger of God? And he said, yeah. There's a reason for that. We're going to get into that. But in spite of all that, there are going to be times at which you're going to be angry, but it's going to be righteous angry. There's going to be times that you're going to be at peace, but it's going to be righteous peace. Everything that is led by the Spirit is of the Spirit and shall be eternal. Everything you do in your own flesh, even if you're a Christian, stinketh. That's King James. All right. You can also give, and we won't spend too much time here, you can also give worship to star number two. And the people worshiped the dragon because they had given authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast. We won't go into that too much. So I want you to begin to see that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and wants you to begin to learn how to walk by him. Seven times in the book of Revelation, the Bible says, whatever the Spirit is saying to you, you got to hear that. Hello? He who, or she who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Hear what the Spirit is saying to City on a Hill. For the first time I've ever said this publicly, I've never said it before. I've preached for a couple years now, since the 80s. I'm saying to you that there is coming a time later this year and next year of great trial in the United States. Great trial. So much so that you will not feel like you can endure. And you go, oh, he's a prophet of doom. I really am not a prophet of doom. That's why Jim said, that's why Jeff said, that's why Diane said, you need to learn to walk by the Spirit. Only those who learn to walk by the Spirit will be able to walk and endure these times. Let me give you an example. It used to be, when I grew up, there was something called freedom of speech. Do you remember that, older people? I had an idea, and I could share it with Todd, and Todd could have an idea and share it with me. Now if you share an idea like the Nest, they want to shut you down. Many of us, if you don't believe, please look at some news. There are many Christians now in jail in the United States for speaking their mind, for preaching the gospel. And you go, oh, you are being silly. I'm not a conspiracist. I'm not into all those fringe groups. But please understand, I'm well connected. There was a pastor, there's a wonderful evangelical church in Washington, D.C. It's got Republicans and Democrats. I don't know if, of course, you don't know that, right? News doesn't cover it, amen? Growing church, thousands of politicians are being saved. One of the leaders of the church in this past year preached a sermon about righteousness. They had to hide him. They had to take his, this is a well-known politician. They had to hide him. They had to take his social media down because they were going to kill him. That's coming to America. That is in America. If you don't believe me, look at the conservative justices. A conservative justice has a belief about right to life. They had to hide him. They had to usher him away. It's here, people, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to be Debbie Downer. Remember Debbie Downer from Saturday Night Live? But I want you to be prepared, because as you understand the times at which we live, you shall be prepared. This is a blessing to you today. If you can understand, all the gloves are off now, and you are prepared for this season, you are here in this season, you are here for this purpose, and you are here to walk by the Spirit of God, you will be so prepared, because the grace of God and the glory of God is yours. And no weapon formed against it shall prosper. Amen? Amen? All right. Yeah, I just plagiarized. Yeah. All right, so let's keep going. Why do you say that this nation's in trouble? There's two nations that were ever dedicated to God, Israel and the United States of America. Someone talked about a covenant. What did you say earlier about the covenant in America? What? Years ago, our forefathers loved Jesus Christ. Yes. Were they perfect? No. It isn't about being perfect. Ask David, ask Moses, ask anybody. But they loved Jesus Christ, and this nation was given to God to be a city. Literally, they use that language, city on a hill. Amen? Amen. And Deuteronomy says, this is verse 19, slide 19 and 28. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above the nations on the earth. Has the United States been high above the nations on the earth?
Yes.
We're not anymore. And there's a reason, I'll get to that. All the blessings will come on you. When I grew up, there were no supply chain issues. There were no, it was a glorious nation. I'm 29. You can cast out the spirit of lying in a second. All right. Look, let's go to slide 20. The nations and people who serve the second star will be cursed, and judgment will come on them. The Lord will send on you curses. Confusion. Any confusion in this nation? No. Good. And rebuking everything you put your hand to until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you've done. The Lord will send a plague. Have we had a plague? No, it's not COVID. Okay, good. And diseases until he has destroyed you from the land you're entering to possess. The Lord will strike you with wasting disease, with fever and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought. Mississippi River, how's it doing? Not so good. Sorry?
Is it still there?
Barely. Have you seen what's happening? The lowest ever, I believe, in the ever recorded history. Scorching heat and drought, blight and mildew, plague will come. Anyways, the Lord will turn rain of your enemies into dust and powder and will come down from the skies until you are destroyed. I want to give you one, I'm only allowed to share one specific thing today that is about to happen. And the Lord, there's, my friends will tell you there's multiple things I've told you that are about to happen. Todd sometimes looks at me and goes, you think that really happened? And it's, they happen, right? I'm only allowed to tell you one thing that's happened, but don't worry, be of good cheer. I was outside my house working out, doing a CrossFit workout, minding my own business, and the Lord opened up the heavens in front of me. And I'm like, Lord, I'm doing a CrossFit workout. I don't know how you talk to the Lord, but that's how I talk to the Lord. And he showed me Russia in a computer line. Remember, I'm old. I know there's no hard lines anymore. Young people, forgive me. He showed a computer hard line coming up, over, and down in the United States. He showed me a computer hard line from China up, over, and down into the United States. And there was a simultaneous attack on the cyber attack on the United States. So I have a good friend that is in cybersecurity and in a big company. And I said, protect yourself because this is about to come. And he looked at me and said, nah. X number of weeks later, Solon, he knows the Lord. He goes, you know that thing you told me was going to happen? It happened, and I gave a lot more details. I don't want to waste your time here because all of us computer people, right, Tony, you and I? I gave very specific details. It happened just as I said. There was a combined, simultaneous, planned attack against the United States of America by China and Russia. The one thing I'm allowed to tell you is there's going to be another attack. This time by Russia and China in cahoots with, if you're old, you'll get that. With a small group of people. I thought it was a nation state at first, but it's a small group of people. And so I told my computer security guy, I said, protect yourself, it's coming. And his eyes got big. He goes, how do you know that? He goes, apparently there has been a recent combined cyber attack with the United States and China and a group of four teenagers against the United States, disrupting multiple systems, but I know. Why didn't the news report it? Let's not even go there. The reason I'm sharing this is our walls have been breached. And when your walls in a nation have been breached, it's a sign that God's favor is no longer on you. Again, I don't have time to do all this. Maybe Todd can follow up on it. I wish I had more time. But it's a sign of things to come. That's the one thing I'm allowed to share with you that is happening and going to happen again. Every 12 hours, they open up a new cyber attack case from China, just China alone against the United States every 12 hours. Why am I sharing all of this? Let's go to slide 23, 2 Chronicles 7. And again, Pastor Todd put this in something that he and I did not coordinate a couple weeks ago. Did you see this? 2 Chronicles 7, 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. I believe in this coming midterm election, some of you will believe that whatever happens will protect the United States, and the Lord says it will not. I'm not trying to be political here. I'm just being prophetic. I don't care left or right. I don't care about left wing, right wing, chicken wing, buffalo wild wings. I don't care. The Lord doesn't care. He wants righteousness because righteousness exalts a nation. But a sin is a report or approach to any people. Amen?
Amen. Yes.
If your candidate that you're about to vote for does not humble themselves and pray to the one true God who is Jesus Christ and his Father, the Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit, he is an apostate and needs not to be in office. If the judge in which you vote for doesn't humble themselves and seek his face and pray and turn from his wicked ways, he or she is an apostate and needs to be removed from office. I don't care if you think the guy with the hat with the initials is the second coming of Jesus Christ. He's nothing unless he humbles himself and prays and seeks the face of the one true God, Jesus Christ. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we no longer heard the words Joe Biden or Donald Trump, but we heard one name, Jesus Christ? Oops. Oh, a candle went away. Just so you know, slide 24, we're going to help you now here in a second. Only about 6% of Americans, I'm going to really, let's go to paragraph two. Only 6% of Americans agree with these four statements. God exists and is the moral dictator, meaning he is the one who sets morality, right? Number two, that Jesus Christ is his son and his one and only true son, meaning you can't get to heaven with Buddha or any other crazy thing, right? Number three, that the Bible is the inerrant, infallible word of God. Number four, that the Holy Spirit exists. 6% of Americans. That's the latest survey. I wonder why we're under judgment. There's only one true God. There's only one Son. There's only one way to get to heaven, and his name is Jesus Christ. There is only one Bible, and that is the Word of God, and he's calling you and I to begin to get a biblical worldview, and the Holy Spirit exists. He is a person, and he wants you to be intimately connected with him. All right, so how are we going to do that? Let's get to it. First of all, I want you to start, let's go to slide 27. We're going to start simply. Some of you have never met the Holy Spirit. That's okay. I want you to go before the Holy Spirit and say, this crazy guy got up. I think he's insane, but he says you exist. And your Bible says you exist, and I don't know you. And he says that I need to get to know you. I want you to go before the Holy Spirit and just be honest with him. And some of you might know the Holy Spirit, but you've never experienced him. I want you to go before the Holy Spirit and say, I know you, but I've never experienced you. There are these crazy people like Diane and Jim and Jeff and others, Diana and others, who get up. How do they do that? What's up with that? It doesn't matter. The Holy Spirit wants to take you where, start where you are. Maybe you've been a Christian for, I don't know, a whole long time, but you've never walked by the Spirit. He wants to begin to tell you, and you begin that with a confessional prayer. Ha, help me. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Next, I want you to pray for a biblical worldview of the world. Sorry, that's redundant. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Sorry about that. This is the only truth about what is happening in politics. This is the only truth about what's happening in the economics. This is the only truth that's happening in the church. Do you want me to go on? If you do not know the Bible, if you do not understand what God is doing in these seasons, you're going to have a secular worldview, and it's confirmed by when we do polls or checks or any other Eastern European type of. Okay, sorry about that. All right, you got a delayed laugh on that one. Next, I'd like you to pray to be led, and keep in step with the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5, and you can look at that. That's what Jeff talked about. And finally, you need to remove everything in your life that stinketh. If there is even a smidgen of stinketh, you need to remove it. If you've got hatred towards someone, you have to go before the Holy Spirit and say, I got hatred. If you have unforgiveness, you got to have it. If you have a relationship you shouldn't be in, everything has to go. And I'm going to talk about me for just a second because I want you to understand, I really don't like the Holy Spirit sometimes. I'm going to speak, I'm accountable to Todd and Jim and some other people. And I had an opportunity to go out with a really beautiful Christian woman. And the Lord said, not yet. And I said, Lord, you're wrong. And I pouted, in Jesus' name, of course. And the Holy Spirit said, absolutely not yet, do not do it. So I said, well, I'm obviously not hearing the Spirit. So I called Todd and another Christian brother, and I said, what do you hear? And they said the exact same words. And I told him I was mad at him and the other guy. And I didn't like what they had to say because my flesh wanted to go out with this beautiful Christian woman, but it wasn't of God, was it, Todd? And so I was accountable to Todd and others. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You will not like what the Spirit says because the flesh really, I don't know about your flesh, I've got a really good flesh, and it really doesn't like the things of the Spirit, amen? Can we get a fleshly, amen, all right. kind of a pirate kind of thing going on. Within the next 14 months, he will clean your house and my house. Within the next 14 months, he will clean this house. Within the next 14 months, he will clean this nation. Ed, after all this, and here's the good part, I want you to listen. After all of this, you are not going to have to worry. We're not going to have to even hear from Ed Sitter, because it won't be a matter, because Jesus Christ, the thing I was going to preach on, but you already stole it, the government's going to be on Jesus' shoulders. And he said, you even think about doing something to one of these little ones? I don't think so. He will handle everyone who tries to even come close to harming a child. His name is Jesus Christ. Ed, we love you, but wouldn't it be better if Jesus was had your position?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Yes. I have some more good news, and I'm speaking prophetically, both biblically and prophetically. After this dire time that we're about to enter, there will be a glorious revival, as you've never seen. And what a revival means is you will be revived. You will have grace upon grace, power upon power. You will just not believe what is about to happen. And that's, some of them talked about the glory. Was it you, Diane, the glory arising? So I don't want you to leave here scared. Maybe scared of me, I would be. But I don't want you to leave here scared. I don't want you to leave here concerned. I don't want you to leave here bummed out, because this is not a bummed out thing. This is a get your house in order and start walking by the Spirit, and God will do everything else, and you will see us return to the Acts chapter 1 and Acts chapter 2 church. I feel led to do one thing, and then we'll turn it back over to Todd for him to get a restraining order against me. I'm wondering, anybody that's between the age of 2.5, and you'll know if you know my granddaughter, 2.5 and 20, if you would stand, because is it okay if I pray a blessing over the young people? You sure?
Yeah,
all right. Young people, if you want to stand, I want to pray a blessing over you. You don't have to stand if you don't want to. I need to speak prophetically. These young people will be on the front lines of warfare like you've never seen. There are two witnesses in the book of Revelation that are, they're either Elijah and Moses or Elijah and Enoch. You can figure out your theology there. But there's also, in the book of Revelation, warriors. Great, powerful warriors in this land who stand for one name. And his name is Jesus Christ. And so, parents, if you don't want me to pray for your kids, have them sit down. If you want me, if it's okay, because I believe in parental authority, but I want to pray a blessing. Father, I want to thank you for these young people. Young people, you're not overlooked in the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, the Lord's eyes are upon you, and there's great favor in your generation. And I've said this to Jim prophetically, the people who are in high school now, the people who are just younger, are going to see the glory of God in ways they've never seen. And they will be the standard bearers. They will be the pillars. They will be the rock. And they will walk in the things of the Spirit. And we will go, us old fogies will go, wow, we never could match that. So I bless you, young people. We speak Jesus Christ to you, and we bless you for the days to come, for you are the warriors yet to come. All right, let's pray. Father, I want to thank you in Jesus' name for the prophetic word. From Jeff to Diane to Jim to Todd to the songs and others that I've, you know, if I forgot someone, I apologize. Notice how everything fits together. You've given prophets to warn us about what is about to come, to prepare us, because you love us so much. It's not out of a spirit of fear. It's out of love that you say, get ready. And so, Father, if there's anything in our lives that stands in your way from walking, by being led by following the Holy Spirit, Father, we repent of it right now. We confess it right now. We let it be right now in this place, and we don't pick it back up. If there's a person, a relationship, if there's a thought, if there's a, I don't know, TV show, I don't care what it is. If there's anything that comes in our ear gates or eye gates that isn't from the Holy Spirit, we leave it be, and we will not pick it up again. Bless these people of God. Prepare these people of God. Strengthen these people of God. May they walk by the Holy Spirit of grace and power and wisdom and understanding. May they walk alongside the one who is Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God. May they be literally His army. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you all. Thank you for letting me up here.